The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. John in the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them.
And we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. This is a preparation text, and I'll tell you how that works shortly. But I want to begin with a tale that comes from a colleague of mine, Pastor Tim, who is pastor of a church in Victoria. He had gathered the kids. This is when we still did this. He'd gathered the kids together for the children's story during the sermon. And he was going to teach them on preparation. So he said to them, "If you know what I'm talking about, raise your hand." And he said, "I'm thinking of an animal that lives in a tree." And paused. "I'm thinking of an animal that chatters a lot." No hands. "I'm thinking of an animal that eats a lot of nuts." No hands. "I'm thinking of an animal that jumps from tree to tree." No hands. He said, "I'm thinking of an animal with a bushy tail." Aha, I see, I finally got one. Still no hands. And finally, there's a boy in the back of this crowd who tentatively sticks his hand up. Pastor Tim says, "Yes." Little boy says, "Pastor, I know the answer is Jesus, but it sure sounds like a squirrel to me." Oh, he was prepared. He was such a good church kid. He knew the answer to everything was Jesus. That's how that works. At least that's what he'd learned so far. Now, Jesus wants the disciples prepared, and that's because of next week and the week after. I was already asked about next week and the week after, but that's okay, because I'm not going to tell you. Insider. Ah, insider. Spoiler alert for her. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you. You've got to come. You've got to show up. The next 2 weeks are really, really important in the church. Come and find out why. However, that's not where we are. Jesus is getting the disciples ready. And boy, have I ever heard words that were more applicable in this time, in this day, in this place than these. As follows, Jesus says to them, My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. I am not hearing this. I am not hearing this out of hardly any corners at all.
And especially not in the news.
There is not calm. There is not peace. There is not gentleness. There is not working with one another that we usually hear. Is it there? Certainly. Is it working? Absolutely. It worked yesterday. Across the alley and down a little bit, there's a new build going on. This is a small new build. There's a lot of this in my area of town where you rip a house down and you put a bigger one up. Well, this is a duplex. Each side of the duplex, dear friends, is 1,900 square feet. So you know how small a little house this is. I get a knock on the door yesterday afternoon. Hi, we're neighbors. We haven't met you so far. I said to one of them, Olane, yes, we have. He goes, oh, I said, yes, up and down and up and down. He has two boys. They're 4 and 6. Give them a little while and they're going to be out there dirt biking left, right, and center because they love to rip up and down that alley. I said, I've met them. He goes, oh, you have? I said, yes. He said, are they in trouble? I said, no. I said, but what do you need? He said, you've got a wheelbarrow out back. I said, sure. He said, it'd go so much faster if we had 3 wheelbarrows, not 2. They're landscaping. So they borrowed the wheelbarrow for no charge all afternoon. That's peaceful, friends. That's helping, friends. That's being neighbors, friends. That's doing what Jesus is asking, friends, that you care for one another. That's how this works. We don't hear a lot of that. And then here's the second part. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not let them be afraid. There's a lot of fear and terror floating around. Can I go in there? Can I not go in there? It's so funny. I watched 2 people yesterday. They're strolling up merrily, heading in for this store, and all of a sudden they both come full stop. And they're doing this. Haul out the masks and put them on. Because, see, they don't know whether we're supposed to wear masks in the store or not. And sure enough, in this store, they're going, please, we'd like you to consider wearing your mask. This is where it creeps in, all this uncertainty. Jesus goes, not with me. You know exactly what you're getting. And here's the promise I'm going to give you. The promise I give you is if I go away, you get the Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm not even going to touch that today. Not even close. We could be here well over half an hour if I even got warm on that one. But notice also this promise. The ruler of this world is coming, and so what? Tall. That's really tall. And the reason that's really tall is you'll remember that this is the other end now of Luke chapter 4. This is the other end of Jesus starting his ministry. This is the other end where I'm finally getting done. This is the other end where we're moving on. And it goes right back full circle to Luke 4. I'll be fine, says Jesus. Now, we got to get going. It's the same for all of us. We walk out of here, and that's just the beginning of the job, not the end of it. The beginning of our work as Christians starts right outside those doors over there. Then what happens is then we get to start witnessing. Then we get to start talking to people. Then we get
to start doing wonderful things like I got to do 2 weeks ago. I'm sitting in a doctor's examining room, and the man is nearly in tears, this doctor of mine. And I'm wondering what's going on, so I very gently said to him, "Do you need to take a minute?" Now I'm there for an appointment. And here I'm the guy who's running the appointment at this point. I said to him, "You need to take a minute." And he says, "A really, really good friend of mine died Easter Sunday." And he looked me in the eye and said these words, "Friend, what's Easter about? Okay, quick now. Here's your job. In the next 3 minutes, you got to tell them what's Easter about. You got 3 minutes. Clock's running." So what I did was I said, "Okay, Lord, you and me, I'll open my mouth. You give me the words." And we filled it in. And he felt way better when we got done because, says Jesus, "This is the job. Now rise, let us be going as we work for the kingdom." Job's out there, and I guarantee, dear friends, you're going to get to do it today and tomorrow and this week that we get back together again next Sunday as we're working for the kingdom. Amen.